episode 902, Family Size Happiness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday, and you made it. I am so excited that you're here, and I want to give a quick shout out to Joyce. Joyce, you know what? I love you, girl, and I am so glad you are working on you. You know what? We go through life sometimes. It's confession day, right? And we just go through making things happen. And we feel like it's of our own doing. Well, have you ever stopped long enough to think about family size happiness? That's our confession chat today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you signed on with your family and you're like, I didn't sign up with my family. Oh, well, you kind of did. When you said, I do, we do, you became a unit. And then along came maybe a few little cute children, or maybe you adopted them. Regardless, you now have a family. Did you realize the importance of family size happiness? You've heard the saying, happy wife, happy life. Well, we know it's much deeper than the wife being happy. Of course, though, that's a bonus. We all want to be happy, right? I want to be happy, but it's not just about me and my happiness. So as I was out in the grocery store, my children love cereal. It's one of my downfalls, too. In fact, I probably could live on my cereal and my ice cream root beer floats. Oh, yes, just, you know, dose it up. Maybe a few cupcakes on the side or something sweet. But I love cereal. Well, have you noticed? Have you gone shopping for cereal lately? In the cereal aisles, you will find these boxes, and some will just be like a regular box, and then there'll be another box that says family size. Or you buy those potato chips, and they say party size or family size, right? And even in the cereal aisle, you'll find giant size. Well, I thought, since this is confession day, and a lot of times we're talking about the children on this particular episodes that we do on a Friday, I thought we'd make it family size happiness. We all desire to be happy. Doesn't everyone want stress-free living? Yeah, we do. It's that family size happiness. So what's the recipe for it? How do you have family size happiness? And have you even stopped long enough to think about it? Come on, confession time. You probably haven't, have you? Well, guess what? I went to my sources. I asked my family. So I got my notebook out and I went in there and they kind of looked at me. I said, I've got some questions for you. And they're like, really, Mom? I said, yeah, really? I do. So here it is. I said, what's family size happiness? And they just looked at me. And they're like, well, it's what makes the whole family happy. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But you use the word happy in the definition of happiness. So that kind of goes against how to define a word. That's my English part coming out in me. So how do you really know, though, what happiness is? Well, my youngest pipes in and he says, what's the amount of joy in your heart, Mom? And I thought, oh, how sweet. He is part of me. You know, you just have those few moments that you're like, yes, I did something right. At that moment in time, it was that, yes, Mama, I was a happy mama right then. And it made me smile. And then my Einstein, Noah, he says, well, how do you measure it? How do you measure joy in your heart? How do you measure happiness? Well, as we're going through this discussion, we are all distracted by our adorable bulldog. Yes, Rhino is in the middle playing with his waggle ball, and it's making all this noise, and he's just having the time of his life. So it does help to have a bulldog in the picture. We laugh a lot. But then we began to continue the discussion. And really say, okay, well, how do you measure it? Can you measure happiness? What does it really mean? Grayson pops in. He's my youngest and says, the amount of love in your life, Mom. And I was like, oh, I like that. Yeah, let's go. I said, go with that. Let's go deeper with that. He's like, well, and we stop for a moment and there's some quietness. And then there's this little bulldog that's making all the noise. And he goes, what about connections? Relationships. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Yes, that is, you know, we have good relationships. We get happy. There's something about it. And then my daughter, number three, Ashley, pops in and she says, well, lots of laughter, Mom. You know, you can't miss the humor. You got to have humor in your life. You got to be able to have lots of laughter. And then that led me to the point of, well, what makes you smile? These questions seem to stump even the closest family. We are a very close-knit family. But when asked the question, what's the recipe for family-sized happiness? We were stumped. We had a hard time figuring out the definition. Measuring happiness is the most important concept in your life. Why? Because we all desire it. We all want it. And we all want to what? Be loved. Some would say that happiness and love comes hand in hand. That's a question that you need to figure out for you. But these are questions that we don't sit around. In fact, in our discussion, it came up, well, we don't talk about this in school. And my son even brought up the idea. He said, well, you know, Mom, they've taken religion out of the schools. So why would we talk about happiness? And then I thought, wait, so are you saying there's a spiritual component to happiness? Maybe there is for you. Maybe there isn't. You see, this time here today, the confession time, is to sit here and say, do you have family-sized happiness in your life? What does your family look like right now? When you look at, and whatever your family is, whether it's a mom and a dad and children, maybe it's a husband and wife, maybe it's a partnership, you have to answer that question. I know for me, it's seven of us. And it's a mom and a dad and five little crazy, wild, happy children most of the time that all kind of have a mind of their own, a personality. And I know you're like, yeah, they all have their own. Oh, yes, but these are like, oh, they are like extra on fire all the time. My husband came home early today and he goes, oh, so this is why you don't get anything done during the day. The kids were just all over the place. They were all over me. We were having fun. We were in discussion, but sometimes it just gets crazy. Have you stopped long enough to ask yourself, what does it take to have family-sized happiness? If you could walk into a box store and buy the box that says family-sized happiness, what would that mean to you? What would that give you? It's hard. And when I was sitting there having the discussion with my three youngest, they were like, Mom, I don't know. Have we given you any idea? Because we're still kind of stumped. We don't talk about happiness. We just assume that it's there. Have you ever sat down with your child or children or your spouse and said, what makes you happy? I don't think most people know how to answer that question because they don't know if happiness is a feeling. Is it an action? Is it, you know, kind of based on an emotion where you include like love and it's kind of there? Maybe even these thoughts are making you uncomfortable because like my youngest said, he said, well, Mom, maybe it's based on experiences. And if you don't smile much in your life, maybe you don't know what family-sized happiness is. Maybe you've had those struggles in your life. Maybe you just have a hard time communicating. But I think it's important for us to ask these tough questions. These are life-changing questions. And we're not getting any younger. I know I got my hair color today and I told my beautician, I said, you know what? I need you to take 15 years off. And she giggled. Usually I say it's 10 years. I said, but today I'm feeling it needs to be 15 years. And she said, we can do that. Wouldn't it be nice just to walk into that box store and grab that family-sized happiness? Sometimes we're used to that, right? We go and we buy things to make people happy, to give them a smile on their face because it's something that they want, right? There's nothing more rewarding than on Christmas morning, opening gifts and seeing the reaction of the receiver of that gift. It's awesome. You're like, yes, that's what I work so hard to see that moment in time. But we don't take time to figure out what makes happiness in our life. How to define it? Where is that family size happiness? We don't speak about it, and we definitely don't know how to measure it. We don't take time to learn what makes us happy. Gandhi said this, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Harmony. You know, the big buzzword nowadays is balance. And I believe there is the appropriate, that word is appropriate for certain things. But in some things, I don't like that word balance. It puts me on the edge. Because in life, you have to be flexible. And there's something about being flexible that brings about the harmony, being and working in harmony with one another. Sometimes someone else has to work a little bit harder. I can remember when I was learning parts, and I was one who, in singing vocally, I just heard harmonies. It was something that came very natural to me. And I could hear them better than I could read them initially. And there'd be times that it was like my part was the lead. It may not be the melody, but I was supposed to kind of be out there. And then at other times, I was supposed to be kind of playing it a little bit low key. I was in the right key, but I wasn't the main focus. I had to kind of, you know, bring my volume level down just a little bit. It's all about harmony. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Create harmony in your family, mind, body, and spirit. You got to find that in your family. That's where the happiness resides. And the happiness resides in where? You. You are the secret ingredient. When my children and I were having our discussion and Rhino the Bulldog was doing like laps with his waggle ball and it was all over the place and it was quite comedic. One of these days I will bring you in on these conversations. We'll do a Facebook Live or we'll do some YouTube Live or something like that. You guys would probably get a giggle out of it. And I know I was giggling. But we're having this discussion and of course my son, you know, blurts out and he's like, well, Mom, you know, like Kung Fu Panda, there was no secret ingredient. And I said, well, yeah, there is a secret ingredient. What is the secret ingredient? And he goes, well, it was you. It's you. And I said, exactly. It's you. You're the family size happiness. So you have to create harmony in your family. So what do you do? Well, we're going to take it from Gandhi. You got a number one. It's what you think. What are you feeding your mind? It's the mindset. What are you thinking? The thoughts that you have. Number two, it's what you say. Words have power. You may blurt something out because you're mad at your child, but I'm telling you right now, just shut it. Shut your mouth and don't say it because you're going to regret it. Words have power. Because you know, you've had those times, right, where you just blurted out like, you're just a whatever, could be an idiot. Okay, that's a nicer word, but that's, I'm going to keep it nice here. And you don't mean it that way, but in the heat of the moment, oh, you meant it. And the problem is in the circumstances of those moments, we actually remember the feeling of that sting, the idiot part. We don't remember, I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you. Because we question everything in our lives and, you know, it's the negative things that come back that we remember more than the positive things. You could list 10 times more negative things than you can positive things that have happened in your life in less than 10 seconds, guarantee it. It's just how we work. You could call it we're sinful nature. Whatever it is, the beans, how we're made, we're going to remember more negative than we do positive. Why? Because hurt lingers longer. Whoa. You want happiness? You can't have the hurt linger longer. You got to find the family size happiness. You got to create harmony in your family. What you think, what you say, the words that have power. And number three, what you do, the actions behind your words and emotions. I've worked with some clients who have a really difficult time expressing their love, their happiness because of past experiences, because they've been hurt so much. Getting over that hump, getting over that Mount Everest in your life is monumental. And it will be an incredible shift to you creating harmony, which is going to lead to your family size happiness. The secret ingredient is ultimately you. It's what you think. It's what you say. It's what you do. All of this to say, yeah, we are. We can go pull that family size happiness off the shelf. But we don't have to buy it because it's right here within our four walls. We've created our own box of family size happiness. That should make you smile. Because there's no amount of money. I don't care what gifts you give, what type of car, what type of phone you have, what type of computer you buy. Nothing buys happiness greater than what's within your four walls. That's the box. And when someone drives by your house, that should be the title that goes across their mind. Family size happiness. That's the kind of house that I want. Do you have that in your household today? Is that something that you want? If so, you're the secret ingredient. Begin to create harmony. What you think, what you say, and what you do. You want help with this? I want to come beside you. I know it's challenging. I've been there. I'm doing it. And there are times that I'm like, okay, God, I was not created for this at all. And he's like, a little too late to talk to me about that. I've already gifted you your five. Plus a husband. So good luck, baby girl. And I'm like, really? And then he brings me back down to earth. And he says, together we'll get this. Together we'll create harmony. You are the secret ingredient. You want help? Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you. When you do that, it's a complimentary coaching call with me. There's no charge for that. That means, yes, it's free. And I would love to come beside you and help you wherever you are in your life, specific to your situation. But it takes you to take the first step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Action ignites motivation. You can have family-sized happiness, but it's going to take more than a visit to the grocery store. You've got your four walls around you, right? You've already got the box. It's time to put the title and start working on it. Family size happiness. It's all about you. Create harmony and find the happiness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.